Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and good morning. Welcome to True Success Radio, broadcasting live from the WMGNA headquarters in Farmington, Connecticut. I'm Daniel J. Friedman, your host and CEO of WMGNA. We are quite excited to have Alex Medvedovsky, CEO at Family Travelers Concierge in Farmington, Connecticut, on the line for today's show, I Believe I Can Fly. As always, I'm joined here in studio with my able-bodied producer, Melody Simpson. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you. So let's get right to it. Tell us, what is Family Travel Concierge?
All right. Yeah, thank you for having me today. So basically, Family Travel Concierge is a travel agency and concierge service in one. I mean, we created this company after, you know, going around the world with our three children, and we traveled with our three children and without a lot. And I found a niche for a need for this type of service, because when you go on Expedia, for example, or Orbitz or Travelocity, Cheap Caribbean, all you do is you need to know what to book, and you build your own itinerary. So basically, you book hotels, you book flights, you might book tours, but you need to read a lot of literature, tour guides, and et cetera. What I'm doing, I'm basically creating the experience from A to Z. And basically, what we do is talking to the clients, understand what clients need when they're going for vacation, and building the experience. It can be all-inclusive resorts, it can be cruises, and it can be ski getaways, world exploration in Galapagos Islands. So it can be pretty much anywhere. And we basically making sure that clients have worry-free vacation experiences.
Excellent. Okay, so it sounds too good to be true. Instead of, you know, all over the internet, I can get in touch with you as we're discussing now, planning a Friedman Family Fun Bunch vacation with Family Travel Concierge later on this summer. So even folks with money want to get a good deal and save money. That's part of the reason that they have money.
Yes, it's absolutely
true. Tell us a little more about, you know, is it more expensive to use you as opposed to me going on Expedia or Orbitz? I just got an email for a 15% off deal. Can you tell us a little about that, Alex?
Actually, you'll be surprised, but the prices of what I'm giving to my clients are absolutely the same or even lower what you can find on the internet. And basically, you don't pay extra. Basically, you pay nothing for my services because, to be honest, hotels, airlines, tour operators, they pay me commissions. And basically, the price that you're getting absolutely the same or lower even what you can get online. And the reason why I might have even lower prices because I have relationships with different tour operators, like companies, and I can do like price matching if you're doing for, you know, if you're going like for Caribbean vacation as an example, right? So answering your question, to make it short, I actually, if people using my services, they basically don't pay extra.
Excellent. That's the unspoken question is, it costs too much to deal with a concierge. You hear the word concierge, and you think that, you know, it's that the wallet is going to be continually open. So that's excellent to know. Where are the hidden gems in the United States right now?
Yeah, in the United States, I mean, it's a really vast country, right? We have clients traveling through Alaska right now, as an example, and you can do all sorts of itineraries and go into national parks like Yosemite, Yellowstone, so going to Grand Canyon. Many of our clients going like urban environment and going to New Orleans or Miami or Chicago, Washington, D.C. And as an example, we just returned from the family trip, and we travel a lot with our kids and without our kids as well. And I'm just testing everything, starting from hotels, from tour operators, different tours at restaurants. So basically, when we travel, even through the United States, we find really hidden gems and really places where you would not find that easily. Hopefully it answers your question.
Okay, yes. And since we are now wrapping up the school year, where are the hot spots for summer, end of summer, fall vacations, and how soon should you, tongue twister here, how soon should you book these vacations?
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, you need to book it like far in advance if you want to really have a good deal and you want to have a really great availability. It's an urban myth that if you wait for the last minute, you'll get a best deal. Not in this economy, at least, because now people are traveling, people spend money, and our hotels booked, like far in advance. And you probably, like answering your second question, when you need to book, you need to book it as soon as possible. If you really need to plan a family vacation this summer, you just need to do it like literally right away if you want to get like really good deal and good availability. Another part of the question, I guess, where would people travel during the summertime, right, with the families, right?
It was. Yeah, what are you seeing as some interesting, unique packages
right.
that you're working on that you're putting together?
Right, definitely. One example, a lot of people going to Europe. And there are like hidden gems in Europe. For example, Dalmatian countries like Croatia, Montenegro, and Slovenia, we see a lot of spikes in demand because it's something unique. It's not mainstream like Paris, London, or Rome. But people travel into these countries, and it offers diversity in terms of the history, culture, a lot of kids and family activities over there. A lot of good beaches, so it's one of the hidden spots. Another place where people like to go during summertime, it's Caribbean destinations, but because it's hurricane season, a lot of people tend to go to places like Aruba, which is off hurricane belt. It's for those people who like to be, have a lazy vacation. A lot of people going to Hawaii. It's another great destination to go. Many people doing road trips, like going to places like Myrtle Beach in Florida along the coast, or going to national parks, or maybe some of my clients, for example, they're traveling to Maine and Canada, like going from, let's say, to Montreal, Quebec City, Toronto, Niagara Falls, and et cetera. So I think the short answer, it depends. A lot of people travel nowadays, and there's a lot of opportunities.
Excellent. Some interesting spots. I have heard that the beaches in Croatia are magnificent, so something that folks might not think of, right? How much money are people spending? You know, we're a financial advisory. It's all about the Benjamin sometimes. How much money is a typical family spending on a vacation?
Yeah, so let's say it's a family of four, like two adults and two children, and it depends what type of vacation they take. And if they go into like some local trips, like road trips, it can be anywhere from, $1,500 to $2,000. It'll be your top even. People who go to Europe, it depends. Like the biggest expense, airfare, which roughly from $1,000 to, $1,500 per person, depending on a destination. And then, some people don't spend a lot. Some people spend a lot, right? So it can be like going to Europe. It can be anywhere from, family of four, from $5,000 to $20,000. It's a big spectrum.
Okay. Okay. All right. So there's a wide range of what the costs are. And you said the economy, people are spending money. Do you see a pickup over the last several years, the last couple years of folks spending more money on their vacations?
Yes, yes, yes. And it's not only about just like pampering yourself, but also about enriching yourself and going to the places like Galapagos Islands, which is really expensive to go to, which you can actually do in a budget, but also bring something unique that you will not find anywhere else in the world, right? So my point is people do spend a lot of money, but it's all about you. I mean, you can fit like any budget, you know?
Yep. Okay, so we talked about planning ahead and what there's and what the expected costs or what you see people are spending and how soon. What about the people who are spur of the moment looking for that? Maybe they don't have kids yet, and I'm sitting here and it's nice out and I want to go away, and I call you up and say, okay, I want to go away, I'm ready to go, I can leave Saturday. How do you work with that type of person?
Yeah, we have plenty of clients who are going last minute, but again, going last minute, we will help to arrange it and we'll make it the best experience possible. But again, if you plan in advance, you get more opportunities, because the problem with the last minute like adventures, especially in, you know, in a peak season, that we need to make sure that, you know, there is availability to the place you go. We, you know, it can be really high airfare in the last minute. But again, we briefly talk to the clients to understand what you want. Do you want activities? Do you want a beach vacation? Do you want some sort of exploration like in Europe, and et cetera? So, and then after we understand what clients need, then we offer different options. We don't give like 10, 20 options. We basically give like couple and then working to narrow down to one and then just like to basically making it happen.
Okay, right, I get it. So, you know, I want to go somewhere nice, somewhere warm. I can leave in the next few days. You'll look at what the options are and say, here's some ideas. Excellent. Quickly, we've got Alice on the line. This is your chance to call in and find out. Don't disappoint the kids. Don't disappoint each other. Call in, ask your question right now at 646-668-8397. Again, call in, ask Alex a question about travel, about the concierge service that he has at 646-668-8397. Okay, so following up sort of on that spur of the moment, a lot of spur of the moment people, it seems, have the intention of planning a vacation. They just never get around to it. So, and I'm an excellent example. So I want to go away, want to take the boys away. We try to do a winter vacation and a summer vacation. So what do you do for people who want to get away, but the rest of their life gets in the way of planning this vacation? They don't know specifically where they want to go or exactly what they want to do. How does family travel come in and assist someone like me?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first we have a discussion, what you guys want, basically, and what you want and what your expectation from this vacation. Because I'm not trying just like, here's a deal number one, deal number two, deal number three. It's not me, and it's not how we approach the problem. First, we're trying to understand what type of vacation you want. For example, if you want to have a lazy vacation with water sports and you want some civilized country and not far away, like 4 or 5 hours flight, it can be Aruba as an example, right, during the summertime. Or I will ask a question, and for example, your kids are history geeks, right? And they never been on exploration in Europe, and I just offering this option. as another good alternative. You need to be strict on a budget and you never had the opportunity to explore local places that driving distance from where you are, right? So maybe I'll give you options just to go to Maine or Montreal, for example, right? So basically the first question, it depends. We are listening to the clients. We have a lot of phone conversation, which none of the online agency do by definition, right? You cannot call Expedia and ask questions, where should I go today? it's actually a big differentiator, right? And from another perspective, I set certain expectations because I do know that if you want really nice beach vacation, lazy vacation in place like Aruba, then you spend X number of dollars, right? It can be like $5,000 for your family vacation. And if you want to spend less, then I set expectation. What it means, right? It can be,
right.
You know, like low quality hotel, or it can be flight with two stops. Maybe need to drive to New York City just to catch the plane because it's cheaper there, as an example. Like my point is, it all depends what you want, what's your expectations, what's your past experiences, so we compare what you will have, and certainly your budget, right?
Yep. Okay. So we've got the vacation planned. We've got to the destination, and something isn't going according to the plan that we made. Another differentiator.
Right.
If I do that with Orbitz, who do I call?
Definitely.
I do it with you. What can you do?
Right.
To make sure that, like you said, that the expectation. So I'm already there. We're in Aruba. We're in the 3.5-4-star resort. And the air conditioner is not working great in one of the rooms.
Right. Okay. I can give you perfect examples. Like, let me give you several examples. First of all, if you book it online and through another travel agency, most likely you're stuck by your own, right? You solve your problems because if the airplane doesn't, fly anywhere, you argue or talk rather to agent or on a desk, and you might or might not resolve the issue. If you're dealing with me, you basically contact us, and actually contacting us is so easy. You can do it through Facebook, through text, through email, phone call. There's so many different channels that none of the big agencies even have because we have a personal approach. And here are several examples. We had a case of the family who were flying to Cancun from Boston, and their plane was diverted on the way to Cancun, and they landed in D.C., so they lost a night at the hotel. So if you book it online through, let's say, Expedia, you're basically stuck. You, be my guest, call on Expedia at 9 p.m., and you'll be, reverted to Bangalore office, who literally, somewhere in the world, that they have no idea what you're talking about. With me, they contacted me via text, actually, and within, I would say 1 hour and a half, the whole problem was resolved. I already contacted hotel because I have a relationship with various hotels, literally around the world, and we extended their stay for one more day. We changed air tickets and et cetera, the clients had really, really great time. I can give you another
example.
And
you take care of all that. So I get diverted to D.C., you take care of changing my tickets around. All I have to do is contact you, or is there something, that I need to do to promote my own?
You basically approach pragmatically. You contact me, and I'll help you all the way. If the agent offer you, free ticket on another plane, then sure, just grab it,
Right.
But in reality, I have a lot of cases when people contact me by all sorts of reasons why they are on vacation. For example, I had a client who staying at Paradisus Resort, which is a really great resort where a roof was leaking. I basically contacted the director of the resort within a couple of hours. They were actually offered presidential suite, right? It's actually, my point is, Yes, you can handle everything by yourself. But first of all, you take away your time from vacation, and not necessarily you know all channels, all communication channels, how to resolve it. And I can give you so many different examples of how we help clients while on the road because of something really bad happened. For example, we had a client who went from Hong Kong to Bangkok, Thailand, and it was riots on the street, literally riots on the street. And we caught it in the news, so we actually changed itinerary on a flight. So instead of Bangkok, the rest of the vacation they spent in Singapore. And again, yes, you can do it everything yourself, but whether you will do it effectively within, you know, a short period of time, I'm not sure. And meanwhile, you will spend a lot of time resolving this issue while on vacation.
Right, and it's when you have someone like you on your side, it probably gives a considerable amount of peace of mind, and you don't want to be stressed out. Excellent, excellent points. Are there places that you mentioned riots in the street? Are there places that you would have people avoid right now? So you know, and do you stay on top of the?
Yeah, you can.
The places that we might want to go to, you know, a resort, Sharm el Sheikh in Egypt, let's say. You want to go to Egypt, you want to go to Israel, you want to check out that part of the world. You've got your finger on the pulse?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I would not send people to Egypt now, but I would definitely will send people to Israel because it's not a misconception that Israel is not safe. Actually, it's one of the safest countries in the world, even with whatever you hear in the news. Egypt. I have like mixed feeling about Turkey. I mean, we actually went to Turkey last August and it was perfectly fine. I mean, what you hear in the news, it's one thing. What when you're on the street is totally different thing, but again, maybe you will try to avoid this year a place like Turkey, right? And they're like, you know, like, I mean, don't be like silly and go to some unknown destination, like through, I don't know, don't drive through Saudi Arabia going to Syria, right?
Yeah. Well, those are, I mean, obviously, those are common sense places, but you see again in the news, would you be avoiding Mexico? We see the shootings and the gangs. Brazil, where there seems to be social unrest. You have a better, like you said, Israel. A lot of people would say, well, why would I go to Israel? It's, you know, every time I turn on the news, there's someone shooting a rocket at them or something.
Yeah, but actually Israel is one of the hot spot destination right now because and one of the reason it's kind of contrary because of safety, because by statistics, the crime rate in Israel is lower than all United States cities besides four, like, you know, like with a population of 200,000 people and more. So my point is, it's such a safe country that people don't even realize. I mean, all they hear, you know, like stabbings on the streets, but in reality there is so much like presence of the security and et cetera that, I mean, you will have more probability something happening in New York City than in Israel, to be honest.
Sure. So that point, you could say, hey, here's some places, don't worry about it. We got this excellent Mexican vacation all lined up for you. Whatever you see on TV, you're not going to be part of that. Or if it's like we said in Brazil or South America somewhere where, you know, one quick thing, and we're, you know, time flies here. Are you doing any Olympic vacation packages to Rio?
Olympics. We do like some packages like to Brazil, but it's that, to be honest, they're not related to Olympics.
That's probably something you would have had to plan some time ago. As we're winding up here, how about some just general travel advice? What should folks be careful of when they're traveling, both internationally and domestically?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you just need to be prepared for the trip, right? You need to understand that if you go into places like Barcelona or Paris, you need to be aware that there's a lot of pickpockets there, right? People who steal stuff. You need to be aware that when you go in some gift shops, souvenir shops, that or go on taking the taxi even in such cities like Athens and Barcelona, they'll cheat on you most likely, and you can take this into consideration. You can price it up. You need to understand that American currency is not accepted everywhere in the world, right? You need to go to ATM machine and take the local currency. For the places like Dominican Republic, as an example, you need to understand they're like required to purchase $10. I think it's $10, like tourist card. Or if you go to Brazil, I think right now they lifted the visa requirements for Olympics, but generally speaking, they have a visa, right? So my point is you need to be aware of so many different facts, and it's actually another advantage of having us to be on your side to ask this sort of questions and us telling you all this information before you go, because otherwise you think you know everything by reading Rick Stevens or, you know, some popular literature on, you know, travel channels. But in reality, it can be a lot of information you probably don't even realize, right?
Absolutely. Okay, that's excellent. Then you can also, if there's dietary, or be careful if you get off the beaten path somewhere about what you eat or drink. I mean, a lot of this is common sense. You put it into context as to where your people are traveling, and let them know what kinds of things to be careful of. All right, we are wrapping up here with just a few minutes left. If you could let everyone know, how do they get in touch with you, Alex, if they've got questions and aren't able to call in but maybe listening to this at some other time?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the easiest way to contact us is basically go to our website, www.familytc.com. It's like Family Travel Concierge, so familytc.com, and there is a contact us form, and you can ask questions this way. We are really active on Facebook, so if you go to www.facebook.com/familytravelconcierge, you see our social media presence on Facebook, and you can ask questions directly there, or you can send us email, info@familytc.com. And on our website, you'll find all sort of communication mechanisms, like to talk to us, because we're active on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Facebook. So we just visit our website, and it can be your landing page for us to find us.
Great. And of course, folks can email me, and I can get everything over to my friend Alex at daniel@wmgna.com. Most of you kind listeners have my email, of course, the Twitter, and I think we're on Instagram now.
We are.
So you can. All right, Alex, we've got a minute and a half left. What two pieces of advice would you give right now for folks to have fun on vacation this summer?
Yeah, I just like it simply. Life is short, and experience places, and just take it easy. I mean, so it's a one piece of advice.
Okay, 60 seconds. So we had the I had a little interruption here. So you were saying that life is short, take it easy, have fun. That would be your advice for summer vacation, and
yeah,
maybe not just summer vacation. I think that's good advice in general. We appreciate you coming on to the True Success Radio. I look forward to chatting with you soon. We will put something together I'll let everyone know. Maybe I'll even tweet a little when we're on the Family Travel Concierge Friedman style vacation. So have a great day, Alex. Appreciate
you. Okay, thank you for having me.
Your time. You're welcome. And we'll talk soon, my friend.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.